Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. And this is the second week of a new season for fall of 2022. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD. And this week, I'm talking to senior three-sport star at Pelham High School, currently in the beginning of the football season, Luke Green. So, hi, welcome to the show, Luke, and congratulations on the honor, my friend.
Thank you, sir. It's a great honor. I've seen other people in my school who've received this honor, and it's very prestigious to not only the academic side of school, but also the athletic. And being able to get this award is definitely one of my goals, and I'm very happy to pursue it.
Well, you know, as I'm looking at your nomination letter and I'm looking at some of your accomplishments, it's obviously well-deserved. So good for you. Good for you. And we've got your coach with us now. Coach, how do you pronounce the last name? Is it Vigiano or Vigiano?
Vigiano.
Vigiano. So we've got Coach Artie Vigiano with us as well. And now the season has just begun and the nomination letter only mentioned the first two games, though I know you guys played this past weekend. But wow, you guys are off to a pretty dominating start, at least those first two games where you scored like 90 points and you only allowed 30. And what was the score of last week's game?
51-16.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, dominating is I guess the best word to use right now to start your season. And Luke, you got off to a great start as well. I'm seeing here at least for a couple of games, 24 tackles. You got 4 sacks, and that's just a fantastic way to jump out of the gates. How excited are you for the rest of the season, there, Luke?
Pumped up. Hopefully, we can keep up our ways. You know, I'm as honored as I am to receive this award. It's really a team aspect of the game. Without the push from our coaches and teammates, you know, we wouldn't be in the same spot we are. This isn't a one person game. It's 11 on offense, 11 on defense, and 11 on special teams. We won these games, you know, with our brotherhood and how hard we've been working day in, day out. We have Zoom every day after practice. This we've been putting in the hours, and it's starting Monday through Thursday. We put in a lot of work, and it's starting to really show out on Fridays. And you know, it's not me, it's us. That's really what's so important, and why us winning games in our program is so valuable.
And that is the only way to approach it. And you're absolutely right. That's these are team sports, and this is everybody pulling for everybody else. And obviously, you guys are working together well as a team. And Coach told me earlier that you have a big one tomorrow night as we do this interview here on a Thursday. Who is tomorrow night?
Playing at Mayapack.
Oh, at Mayapack. Okay, that's the big one. Believe it or not, I graduated from Mayapack. Yes, but that was quite a number of years ago, and I'm not going to let you know what the graduation date was. Okay, I don't need to date myself if not necessary. but I will even say, even if anybody from Mayapack is listening, good luck to you guys tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
So I also note that Coach has mentioned here that you were the first freshman ever called up to the varsity. Now, what was that like when you were a freshman? Was that a little daunting, I would imagine?
No. If anything, it was special because I got to learn from guys that growing up I was watching in my role now. And I was able to learn from their leadership and use it these past 2 years to lead my guys and lead a young group of men into war. And it honestly was so helpful in the fact that now I know it helps me understand what I'm doing, learning from guys like, who were the captains back then?
Nick Sinerchi.
Yeah, Sinerchi, all those guys.
Glenn Bryan.
Yeah. Good guys. And, you know, even guys like Tommy Shelton. Tommy Shelton was on the team last year. He taught me a lot. And I still hold on to those. I still hold on to those ways of leadership. And hopefully my teammates would say I'm able to help them in a captainly manner. I learned from those guys, and it's helped bring out the best in me leadership-wise, and hopefully my guys would say the same.
And that's you know, again, that's the perfect approach. It's like that full circle approach. You know, I mean, you got the assistance when you were younger, when you needed the assistance, when maybe you were a little scared, a little worried, and those guys helped you out. They pushed you forward. And now what you're doing is you're returning the favor, and hopefully these guys remember what you've done for them as a captain, you know, because this is your second year being the captain. And also, it was mentioned here from your athletic director that it's your ability to help everyone around you improve. And that is the true quality that separates him from most student athletes. Now, Coach, can you speak to that about Luke and what it is with his captainship and what it is with his leadership?
Well, I think you could just hear in the way Luke is speaking his absolute passion and love for the game and his teammates. And, you know, he sets that example for everybody at practice, in the games. You know, obviously he's extremely talented, but there's a lot of talented players out there. I think what separates Luke from everybody else in our area is just his love for the game and his willing to do absolutely anything to help his teammates and help his program and community.
All right. Well, it seems to be working out well so far. And the other thing I mentioned earlier, Luke, is that it's not just football. You're also a three sports star. I see that you were the captain also of the hockey team that won the state championship last year. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What position were you hockey wise? Where do you play on the ice?
I played right wing. I took a lot of draws, you know, just another sport where, you know, we got 20 guys who were able to focus on one goal, and we pursued that. We had a good team, and you know, it all went right. Our coach got to go out right. We had a good coach, just like Coach Vidge, and we were able to win that, and that was awesome. That was a memory that'll last a lifetime.
Oh, I'm sure holding the trophy like that, and just knowing that, you know, all that work paid off and you got to the top of the mountain,
that's
got
to be cool as heck.
Indefinitely.
And also catcher on the baseball team.
Yeah. So not a lot of free time as the school year goes along, but
that's what I was going to ask you. Cause I mean, dude, I'm out of breath just reading this stuff. All right. You're actually doing it now. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much back to back to back when it comes to these, sports. Now, how do you juggle that? What do you do to, what do you do for just a little bit of downtime to take a breather?
It's, you know, especially going far last year in hockey, they really, I remember we won on Sunday and Monday we had practice, and I was there, because it's a new team, new goal, and we're still looking to win. And so, you know, with the little time I have, I'll put it to work and school, but usually there's not a lot. So it's just jumping right into the next level. And, you know, with a new team, new coach, new set of goals. And, well, you know, in the end, everything is, you know, you got your eyes in the championship. So,
right. And it keeps you moving forward, keeps you working, which is good. And Coach had mentioned in the letter that you do have some offers when it comes to schools. And I don't know where you're leaning, if anything has been decided yet, but I'm going to assume those offers are coming in football.
Yes, I have a few opportunities to continue my academic and athletic career at the next level. Again, couldn't be accomplished without the people around me, you know, the people who push me. You know, one guy, along with Coach Vidge and all these guys, my teammates, is my dad, man, he pushes me. We work out during the summer 5 days a week, 3 days during the season, you know, and he takes me to his gym and I'm his guest. And, you know, when he can go out and get a workout in, he's not supposed to be squatting and deadlifting at 100 years old, but he is. That's because of me, and he's a good man. That guy, him and my mom, they look out for me. They take care of me, and they've helped pursue my goals almost as much as I have. And I'm thankful for them as well as the rest of my team and coaches.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. And then just from like a personal standpoint, with these three sports, is there a particular one that if you're going to sit down, somebody says, I want to sit down and watch a game, is there one that you would choose first? Would it be football, or would it be maybe one of the others just to relax and watch something?
Oh, there's as much as I love all the sports I play, there's nothing like watching a great game of football. You know, every Saturday since I can remember, Coach Vidge and I remember he used to take me on his weekends with his daughter, who did not want to be there. And we'd go watch a local high school football game at Ardsley. Or remember we went to Nanuet one time, and it's awesome. We still do. We went to Eastchester the past 2 weekends. You know, we had nothing to do. Eastchester plays on Saturdays. They don't have lights, so we go and watch them. You know, it's awesome. I watch as much football as I can. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The weekends in fall are awesome.
Oh, there you go. And that's you know, besides enjoying it, it's also you're learning while you're doing it. So that's a totally good thing. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Luke Green of Pelham High School. Now, Luke, when it comes to this award, obviously academics are a big part of it as well. And Coach had written in the nomination letter, you're carrying a 3.7. You've got multiple college level and AP courses, including AP Computer Science, Economics of Business, Discrete Mathematics, Physical Education, Spanish, Adelphi Dramatic Literature. And so you're pretty busy on the academic side. Now, the Adelphi Dramatic Literature, is that Adelphi College? Is that or university? Is that a college course?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. And I also see that you're a member of the Pelham Leadership Cabinet. What is that, and what do you all do there?
You know, it's I was a part of the Pelham Leadership Cabinet as a sophomore and junior, where it was a school associated thing where we were the leaders of our grade. I was the senator. So we, kind of got the best out of our students and pupils. And it was kind of just, you know, a set of standards that we had to try and help our school live by. And I tried my hardest, and I know a lot of my, it wasn't hard. You know, a lot of our students were very, they all took care of business in the classroom, outside of it. And they were never really any problems. So, you know, it was awesome to be a part of, and I'm happy I was.
All right. And that's, again, it's obviously in your nature to have these leadership qualities. I mean, either on the football field, on the ice, or in this case, in school with your fellow students.
For sure.
And that's got to be pretty rewarding. I mean, how does that make you feel when you sit back at the end of the day and you realize that, you know, maybe you've one of the younger kids on the team has played better, and you know that that's because of something that you helped him with, or maybe one of the kids in school upped the grade a little bit and was really proud of themselves. How does that make you feel?
You know, it doesn't make me feel any different, because that's just, in my mind, as I've been taught by Coach Vidge, you know, my parents, other coaches around me, that's life. I remember watching film last week, and Coach Vidge, this is why our coaches are crazy. Coach Vidge picked up on something where a junior dropped the ball after a touchdown. And one of our seniors, Alessio Johnson, went and picked up the ball and handed it to the ref. And nobody was like, good job, Alessio. It was business. He knew what he did, and that he was supposed to do it. As a senior, you know, you're supposed to be a leader on and off the field. That was one of the most leadership kind of aspects I've ever seen him. That was one of the most something that a lot of people wouldn't have thought he would have done. And, you know, it was awesome, because not that of the person he was, but more so because, you know, he didn't score and he gave the ball to the ref, and it was awesome. And it was just you know, that's what he was supposed to do, and he did it, and we were proud of him.
Yeah, and that's important, to show respect for the game you're playing, and that's exactly what he did. So,
for sure, we were proud of him.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him. And I also notice here too that you're the VP of the Breast Cancer Awareness Club, also a founding member of the ALS Club, and that you run a charity baseball game to help raise money there. Where did those come about?
So, the vice president of breast cancer awareness, that was we were freshmen, and you know, two girls, both have had prior experience with breast cancer in their families, said to me, they were like, hey, like, we're starting a club. Is there any chance that you would want to be our vice president? We know you're on the football team. I said, I don't know how I could turn this down. I don't know. You know, you guys want to help people. I want to help people. That's awesome. You know, and we've done some great things. I remember we had a charity kickball event. You know, every year we go and we've raised a lot of money, and we do Real Kids Wear Pink campaign. It's awesome. What our Breast Cancer Awareness Club does is top tier in the school, and it's awesome. I'm proud to be a part of it. I'm proud to have a leadership role in it. I couldn't be happier that they asked me to be a part of that, because that's just amazing. You know, getting the opportunity to help people and help people fight the good fight is a really great feeling.
Oh, that's got to be a great feeling, man. And, you know, to make a mark, and like you said, to just to help people and you know, I guess really in the long run, just feel like you're being human, you know, and helping out your fellow man and fellow woman. I mean, that's really important. And that's something that, you know, thumbs up to you. And for all the winners of this award, you guys and gals impressed me so much. And I've said this a million times on this show, and I'm sure somebody listening to it right now is probably going to say, go ahead, Frankenberry, say it again. But you all give me hope. So thank you very much. I I appreciate that. Now, Coach, what would you say as we get ready to close things up here, what would you like to say to a parting words here when it comes to coaching Luke and who Luke is?
Well, I've been lucky enough to coach Luke for the past 4 years, but I've been really lucky to know him almost his whole life. Obviously, we're from the same town, and our families are close and stuff like that. So to see him grow up from a little kid to be the young man he's becoming today is truly been an honor. And, you know, he mentioned a story before, and, you know, there's so many things to be proud about. Obviously, he has so many accomplishments, both on and off the field and in multiple sports. But, you know, we talk about doing things the right way and leaving a legacy and setting an example for the younger guys. Of all the things Luke Green has done, and there's been so many, the thing that he's done that I'm the most proud of is he set an example for everybody on how to be a Pelham football player and how to do things the right way and how to be a Pelham student and a great member of the community. So, Yeah, obviously he'll be remembered as a great athlete and a great football player who's won a lot of games and a lot of awards, but I'll always remember him as a guy who passed something on to the younger guys on how to get this thing done and how to go about your business.
And that's really important. And I have a feeling there, Luke, that so those younger guys have taken that lesson to heart, and they are going to do the same thing moving forward when it comes to paying it back to the soon-to-be younger guys in their world then.
That's the goal. Hopefully that they'll keep the pride that comes with being a Pelham football player on the program. And even when we leave, you know, I know a lot of people like to graduate and say, hey, I don't know what you guys are going to have next year. I know that these guys are going to be successful for a long time. What Coach Vidge is doing with this program is amazing. And Pelham football, they're going to be good for a while. He put them on the map, and, you know, I don't think it's ending anytime soon.
All right. Well, listen. Congratulations to you again on this award, and how about you guys be good tomorrow night, even if it is against my high school alma mater. It's that's quite all right. I'm good with that. You guys, you all go out and play a good football game and keep moving forward.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, and Luke, good luck when it comes to the actual moving forward when it comes to college, and we'll see where you are eventually down the road. But for Pelham High School's Luke Green, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry. And please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.